the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What is up, Elite Life fam? You have found yourself in another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kay Kizzle. That's T-Money. Woo! And today we are going to be breaking down Trisha's amazing adventure.
I love to have adventures.
She's adventure queen.
It's a must. It's a must. I am living the glory days that I didn't get to have.
Well, I'm so glad that we decided to talk about this, because when you told me that you were going to be doing a bike race before your bike race, I was like, love that for you.
Yeah, why not, right? We love to do hard things.
Yeah, so tell the crew what happened.
So, let's see. What I decided to ride was a bike ride that's called Zootamac. And I actually found out about this from our friend Riley.
Yay! Shout out, Riley.
Shout out, Riley. So, I feel like she had briefly talked about it last year for a hot second.
Well, she does it with her dad.
Yeah.
Like, she started when she was like 13 or 14.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cute, because at the finish line, she had a picture of her first race. So, she's like, has the little pigtails on her bike, and like, kudos to Riley's dad for like instilling fitness in your child from a young age.
Absolutely.
I love that. So I had signed up. So let's go back. Let's start at the start, right?
Okay.
So starting at the start, last October, I had injured myself extremely bad to where I couldn't work out at all. And in December...
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. So December, I'm setting goals, right? We always set goals in December. And I am, like, deep in my feels, because I am incredibly depressed because I can't work out. I'm incredibly stressed because I can't work out. And workouts for me... and fitness for me
is therapeutic.
It's my therapy. It's my therapy. It's my emotion regulator. It's my time. It's the only real like bucket of myself at that point in time that I'm pouring into, which means I'm not pouring into myself at all. I'm just depressed, getting fat, feeling depressed about getting fat and really hating
eating all the pretzels.
Yeah. And you know, the good thing was, is my nutrition didn't get off bad, but when you go from running 3 marathons and an ultra marathon to doing literally nothing, I could do nothing. I had herniated discs in my neck. My shoulder was completely messed up. My back, my hip. So I actually went to a wellness center a few weeks ago. And mind you, like, now I'm like, what is that, 8 months removed from that initial injury. And I still have my neck curved the wrong way. I have actual scoliosis in my back where I'm going over 10 millimeters the wrong way on my spine. And then the other part, the lower part, goes the opposite way like a snake, which means now I have compressed discs down in the end of my back and the end of my spine. And my hips literally sit on a diagonal. 8 months later. So imagine what my full body looked like at that point in time. Now, I had had a lot of screens. I had had MRIs and CTs and x-rays, but it was only on my neck because that was where like the most, and my hip, because that was where the most, nobody had taken a full body scan. Yeah. And I can only imagine what that looked like at that time.
Right? It looked like,
Yeah. So I'm super screwed up, and I'm sitting there in December and I'm feeling bad about myself because I'm like, what goals do I set? Like a lot of my goals were set around physical fitness. You know, running. I did my 52 and 52. Running marathons, all these things. And I'm like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't even walk at that point in time.
Yeah, I remember.
Can't walk, can't yoga, can't anything. And for some reason, in my email, I get this email for a 204-mile bike ride. And I can't do anything. And I'm like, God's telling me to sign up. So I'm going to sign up for this. And it was crazy. Like, you can't move and you're going to sign up for a 204-mile bike ride. But I just did it. You know, I'm like, I will figure out a way to get myself where I need to get to by June. So in the funny part about this is I am not a cyclist. I rode a bike as a child, and then I didn't ride a bike again until COVID. And we got some like Dick's Sporting Good bike at COVID. Yeah. And the first time we went riding, I literally full out wiped out. Like so bad. So bad. The first time I wiped out. So we get on our bikes, me, Trent, Angelina, and Dave, and we're riding down Hines Drive.
Yeah.
And I like go to look back at Angelina, and I almost pull, I don't remember what it is, like Wayne's World or wherever, where the girl like flips over the thing of the car. Cause yeah. I look at Angelina and I turn around and there's a car coming out and I like slam on my brakes. Like I totally wipe out on the ground. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I'm not badly injured other than my pride, of course.
Right.
Mom just fell off the bike and wiped out.
Yeah.
So I get back up. We continue to roll. And all right, moms, like if you get no other message from this, don't look back at your kids while they're riding their bikes. Like they'll work it out. Cause as soon as you do, you're not looking forward at what's happening. So I again, like, I look back to make sure Angelina's okay, which is silly because Dave's riding at the back, so he can see her. She's fine.
Yeah, you would hear somebody yelling.
Yeah, and I'm just like, so what do? I go to look forward. I don't remember what happened, but I end up rolling down a hill on Hines Drive. I mean, straight, like, rolling on the ground. Like, I get to the bottom. I am, like, maniacally laughing. Like, I didn't, like, literally injure myself, but I was, like, hurt. Like, I had, like, scratched on my arms, scratched on my legs, rolled down a hill, like, comically. And, like, I look up, and my whole family stayed up there. They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. So that's the only bike experience I had, and I signed up for a 204-mile bike ride.
No, I mean, if there's one thing that we all know about you is that you don't know when to quit.
Well, if I can't run, of course I could bike, right? We'll figure this out.
Yeah, so we've got 6 months to prep. So how do we start?
Yeah, so we start on the Peloton. I have a Peloton, and I'm like, you know, a bike's a bike's a bike, so I'll jump on this Peloton and I'll start riding. And Pelotons are fun. But for me, because I've done so many other exercises in my life, when I got the Peloton during COVID, and I rode it during COVID, and I like human competition. And even though they have the leaderboards and stuff, I just didn't lock in with that. So for me, having this Peloton for, you know, the last 5 years since I got it during COVID, it's just been like, if I didn't get to any other like gym or workout, like I'll ride my Peloton at home. So yeah. It's pretty much collected dust up to here. So January, I jump on, I start doing the classes. They're fun. They're engaging. The instructors are always super fun. My first ride on my Peloton, which was like my first actual workout, I cried. I literally am like on my bike crying, like the release of, I can finally feel a little bit like myself. I'm releasing all these chemicals, endorphins from actually like working out and sweating. All
the stress from the holidays and everything that goes along with that.
Everything. So I'm like, oh my gosh, finally. But of course, like I'm still working through these injuries. So I don't feel great the next day. So I'm just trying to like intermittently work on this Peloton. I eventually get good at the Peloton. So I'm feeling good about myself. I'm like, all right, like I can ride 50 miles on the Peloton. And then the weather finally breaks. And we go outside and I'm like, not the same.
Nope.
Not the same. And I have this like inside like trauma from like subconsciously
flipping over the handlebars.
Flipping over and wiping out twice already. So I start riding my Dick's Sporting Goods bike around the neighborhood and stuff like that. I don't know if you've explored the streets of Clarkston, but there are so many hills. So many hills.
And yeah, you don't, like, get that on your Peloton, baby.
No, not at all, because we have all the lakes.
Well, we're in Michigan, so everything is hills and valleys and going around lakes and all of the potholes.
Yeah, so
it's literally every pothole. So how many potholes did you lose your Dick's Sporting Goods bike inside of?
Right. Quite a few. And then I was watching, like, so I think that I signed up for Zudamac like in January. Like Riley's online again and she's talking about how she's going to do it with her dad. And I'm like, I should totally do that as a warm up for my gravel grinder. And so I'm watching her. She's watching me. We're like inspiring each other and cheering each other on social media and like in person and stuff. And we're talking about it. And like, I am terrified inside because I'm like, I can't, like, I finally conquer the Peloton. I can barely ride around my neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, like,
you need a better bike. I feel like it's coming down to you need a better bike.
That's what you think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go. the week before the Zudamac, and I'm like, I just need a better bike and everything will be okay. So I go, and of course I think, like, just like running shoes, if you get the best of the best, like, you'll be solid. It'll be more comfortable, it'll be easier. So we go get these bikes. Dave does all the ChatGPT homework, and they're called Specialized Divergent. That's like, Specialized is the brand, and this is the Divergent model. And I'm like, yep, take them, just like I buy a car, walk in, I'll take it, sure, sounds great. And they're like, it's funny because the guys at the store are kind of like almost like giggling at, like, yeah, I don't ride at all, like, give me this bike, you know, like, everything's gonna be fine, I signed up for this 204-mile race. Mind you, everybody who actually cycles, every time we say that, they look at us like, oh, you done lost your mind.
Wait, Dave signed up too?
Yes, yes.
Why would you do that to him?
He wanted to.
I don't believe that for a single second.
I did not sign him up, and he kept asking, did you sign me up? Did you sign me up? Did you sign me up? When we went and got the bikes, I was like, all right, go ahead and sign up. We did our, like, first 50-mile bike outside. We rode from Pontiac to South Lyon and back to Pontiac, which blew my mind because I don't like driving from Pontiac to South Lyon. Better yet, like, riding a bike, but I, like, scheduled out a day, and we got on the bikes, and we rode there and back, and I was okay. It's a very flat ride, so if anybody's ever looking for a flat ride in Michigan, go get, like, it's called the Clinton Trail when it's, yep, in Pontiac. It's called the South Lyon Rail Trail when you're in South Lyon, and you can run this trail all the way down, and it's very flat. It's very easy to ride, so I was feeling good about myself. I got this bike feeling good about myself. We go to ride them. Mind you, this is the week of the race. So we go to ride these bikes. I'm really excited. Dave gets on the bike. Now, mind you, Dave went back to the store to pick the bikes up. So he got fitted for his bike. They put him on this, like, spinny thing, adjusted all of his stuff, taught him how to ride the bike. And so we get on these bikes, and he's going. He knows how to shift the gears. He knows how to ride the bike. It's about me? Oh, no. These tires are so skinny. I am so wobbly. It is so fast. It's like going from driving a Prius to a Porsche.
Well, you didn't go and get fitted for the bike.
I was busy. I was training realtors. Okay? It was training week.
All I'm saying is ask for help. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm angry immediately upon this bike because I paid all this money for this fancy bike that I had to have that was going to make me better, and I have no control on this bike. We know Trisha likes control.
We do.
We know this.
We're working through this.
Yeah. So we ride. I don't even, like, we get to an hour, and I'm like, we're done riding. We're done. And I'm like,
call the Uber.
Oh, and I'm angry. I am indignant about this. And so the next day I worked, we packed. Dave packed my new bike. And I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. In my mind, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that to me? That is the most rotten, evil thing.
Trisha!
Because I can't ride it! But also, I always have that warning voice in my mind. Oh, I just said the F word on our podcast.
Sorry, friends. Dave will get you with a beep on that.
Yeah. My warring voice in my mind was like, you need to learn to ride this bike. So you're going to figure it out. So I am angry. And I'm not like angry, but I'm like a toddler, like throwing a fit. I'm having a little toddler
fit. Grown-ups throw fits too.
Yes. Mel Robbins, shout out for the Let Them book right there. Grown-ups throw fits too. So I am the worst Trisha I could be, and I am throwing
a fit. We're going to call you double T, toddler Trisha.
Toddler Trisha, yes. So we get to the zone. We drive up to, it's in Mackinac. We go to the Highlands. It's at this, like, ski resort, and I am just in this toddler mode. I am angry. I worked all day on the road, which, God bless, thank you, God, that we have a job. We can do on the road. We can, amen, do anywhere. It's amazing. I'm so blessed to have that. We get there. I am the grumpiest of the grumpy. He pulls the bikes off. I'm still being grumpy. And I'm like, you didn't even fix my seat. You didn't even take these things off the pedals. This is not safe for me. And I'm grumpy. And so, you know, Dave being the chill guy that he is, he's just like,
God bless Dave.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'll fix your seat for you. Fix the seat. And he's like, let me go get a tool. I'll take the things off your thing.
I love how, like, you are like, and he's like,
he knows me. Like, we've been married for like 13, 14 years now. He knows, like,
okay. And he's looking at you like, it is literally the easiest thing. I can take care of it. I need you to calm down.
Yeah, just get on the bike and
he ride. He got his late night FM DJ voice out.
He just doesn't even say anything. He just does the things. And so we rack the bikes. I'm still grumpy. We get to the hotel. We had a great night. We ended up, like, getting dinner.
I saw the videos. Like, the dragon looked so cool.
Yep. I chilled out. I was just like, okay, let's just have a good night. Like,
it is what it is.
All the people in all the places are like, people would be like, the waiters and the servers would be like, oh, have a good race to other people. And they're like, it's not a race. Like, this is for fun. And so I started to, like, calm down. And we had a great night. Had a good time. Went and seen all the little things outside of Mackinac Island in the city. And I'm like, cool. So I go to bed. I go to bed, like, I'm happy. I'm like, this is going to be fine. My alarm goes off at 5:50 in the morning. I stand up. When we were on our way up, I could feel, like, a headache, like, toggling in the back of my mind. But it didn't, like, rear its ugly head. So I didn't really think anything of it. I started, like, sneezing a lot before bed. I popped a Claritin. Still didn't think anything of it. I figured we were outside a lot. We're by the water. Probably a lot of stuff kicked up. My migraine was so glaring. It's 5:50 in the morning. I stand up, like, I'm dizzy, like, blinding migraine, dizzy. I'm like, oh, heck no. Like, I pop some Motrin. I put my earplugs back in. I'm like, we can Uber to the starting line later. I'm not, because we're supposed to catch a trolley at 7:00. I'm like, I'm not doing this. And he says nothing. And so I lay back down, and then the warring voice comes in again. And it's like, get up. What are you doing? Like, you signed up for this. There's probably no Ubers. You need to go do this. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm yelling at myself in my mind. And finally, I'm like, literally out loud, I'm like, fine. Get up. I, like, hurry. I get ready in, like, 4 minutes. We walk to the trolley. We get on the trolley. I'm like, I'm just going to sleep on my way there.
I got to hook you up with the Imitrex girlfriend. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it was so bad. And I was like, I could just sleep on the ride because it's a 50-mile ride there, right? So we start riding. I open my eyes. It starts torrential downpouring. And it's freezing. So we get there. Torrential downpour, freezing, migraine. I'm already angry about this dang bike.
I bet the cold felt good on your melon, though.
Nothing felt good because I was mad. And I'm shaking cold. It wasn't like, oh, this is a nice cool breeze. It was like, you are shivering. It might as well be winter cold. And I'm in, like, Lululemon leggings. And, like, you know, I did have, like, a long sleeve tech shirt and, like, a zip up. But, like, not warm enough to be in the rain and freezing cold like this. So we get some breakfast. We go to get on the bikes. I'm grumpily riding. Riley had texted me while we were at breakfast. She's like, where are you? I'm like, having breakfast and trying to get rid of this migraine. She's like, oh, I'm at mile 5. It's awful. It's downpouring. This is terrible. And I'm just in my mind, I'm like, why am I doing this? I don't want to do it. And I'm playing out scenarios of how not to do this. Like, I could just get on my bike and fall down and, like, have to have an ambulance get me. Like, I'm at this point, like, I would rather
be in the hospital.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of all of the things. And, like, I know myself, and I know, like, this is something I do sometimes. And so, again, I had those, like, you know, the little devil and the little angel. And, like, we'll say it's like Andy Frisella and Charlene Johnson in my head. And they're, like, duking it out, Andy and Charlene. Like, imagine that. And Andy's like, she can do it. And Charlene's like, no, give yourself grace. And so it doesn't matter. I'm like, I got to do this. Like, Riley's already out there. Like, I need to get out there, too. Like, just buck up, deal with it. So I get on my bike. We start riding. I am begrudgingly riding because I'm like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to die. This bike is, like, way too fast. I don't know how to work it. Dave got to work it, right? This comparison. Well, he already got to work it. I didn't get to learn, blah, blah, blah. I'm like 7 miles in, and some guy goes, can you believe we paid for this? And I look up, and he's covered in Remax. He has a Remax outfit on, a Remax bike, and I, like, I don't know.
That was your breakthrough.
Something, like, unlocks and cracks open inside of me, and I'm like, oh, hell no. No, no, no. I will not be beat by him. He will not be happier than me. I'm like, no. And I'm like, all right, like, this is what you're doing. Like, I try to, like, put myself in marathon mode. When I go in marathon mode, it's like, this is what you're doing for the next 6 hours. Like, it doesn't matter if you like it or you hate it. This is what we're doing for the next 6 hours. So you better figure out how to make the best of it and figure out how to make yourself better during this time so you can focus on something else. So that's what I did. I locked in. I focused on, all right, let's learn how to ride this bike confidently because this is miserable how it is. So I started, like, working on shifting the gears, like, getting comfortable, getting confident, like, riding my way. Okay, now I feel good. Now I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, wow, this is, like, really beautiful out here. It's so nice. Like, look at this. Like, oh, now I feel really good and I like this. Like, let me go faster. Oh, now I can pass people. So, like, I end up, like, leaving Dave in the dust. Like, just riding out. At the 25-mile mark, we stop for lunch. So lunch is packed. Like, you all stop for lunch at this place. They give you, like, this bag, kindergarten lunch, whatever. And so there's these two ladies that are sitting at a table. And Dave's like, can we sit with you? And we sit there. I still have a little bit of grumpiness because I am soaking wet and freezing. And I was, like, really hoping that lunch would be inside and I could, like, warm up a little bit.
Be something hot.
Yeah. And, like, my toes are now blue and completely frozen. And it wasn't as when I seen the bag lunch, I'm like, I don't want to eat that. And then, like, I seen we had to be outside. I'm like, all right. But the ladies that we sat at the table with
were delightful.
Oh my gosh. This one girl, I was like, you, like, blow my sunshine and unicorns on my best day away. Like, she was just so happy and so positive. And she had already ridden the race that I signed up for, the gravel grinder. But she rode the 100, not the 204. And so she's like, you're riding the 204. That's amazing. And I was like, we just got, she goes, I'm not really a cyclist. I said, I just got this bike 2 days ago. And she's like, oh, wow. And she's like, you can do it. And
yay.
She's like, a complete stranger. She's just, like, pumping us up. She's like, I love it. You guys have the best perspective. And she was like, so amazing. And it just, like, lifted my soul. And I was like, I can do this. And so it's like, we finish up lunch. She was great. We introduced ourselves. Like, we make plans to meet at the gravel grinder. I get back on my bike. And it is just, like, for the road, it was, like, perfect conditions. Like, they had just blacktopped this road. And it was, like, flat. And I'm like, let's go. And then, like, something clicked into me. And it was, like, David Goggins came out. And I'm like, I'm going to pass everybody. He calls it, like, stealing souls. Like, everybody you're passing, you know? And so, like, I am going. I'm, like, flying.
And
I was, like, not even worried about it. Like, he's cool. He knows where to go.
He makes friends everywhere he goes.
He's going to have a good time. He's recording it. That's his thing. His thing is, like, recording everything and stuff and, like, keeping all the memories. My thing is, like, let's go win and get better. And so, like, I'm locked in. Like, I'm passing people. And then I see people, like, I definitely shouldn't be passing. And then I'm like, I can pass them. And so, like, that's how I ride. Like,
did you pass the Remax guy?
Yes, I passed, like, everybody who, and then I ended up, like, I was just so locked in, and I was, like, so on this, like, everybody I seen, I had to pass them. Like, that's just what I decided in my mind, and I was just going, past him, past all these people I definitely shouldn't have passed. I'm sure they had, like, started way before me, so by this time, they're probably getting tired, but I'm not tired because I sucked in the beginning. So it's not that I became an amazing cyclist by any means. It's that I finally tapped into, like, what I could do, and because I have a history of running and being athletic and working out, and,
being,
like,
Highly competitive.
Yep. And, like, that mindset clicked in, and it was just like, it didn't matter. Like, this is what we're doing. And it's so funny because, like, I cross the finish line, I turn around, and Riley's like, Trisha! Like, yay! Yeah. She's like, wait a minute, when did you start? And I was like, I don't know, but I finished now. And I was just like, at a whole other level.
I love the energy. Like, I that is one thing I will give her is the energy that she pours out on everybody that she loves is so amazing.
Yep.
I remember there, like, she came into the office the one day, or she was already there, and I came in, I said hi to Kim, and I heard from the back, this was when we were in the back office, is that my bestie? And she comes out, she's like, ah! And I'm like, what? And it's so contagious. Yeah. And I love that you had that at the end. You had that greeting.
Yeah, for sure. So we took pictures. I got to meet her dad. See her shirt.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, so grateful that, like, she shared that with us. Like, it ended up being such a great
experience. It's a beautiful ride.
I'm definitely doing it again because I want to do it when it's sunny and 70 and actually, like, get the experience and be happy about it. But I also was able to, like, unlock in myself, like, it's such a funny thing how you can literally transform in one day. Like, I went from this, like, toddler meltdown to, like, fully locked in, confident cycler. And, like, I still have a ton to learn. And I still don't even know, like, if I possibly can, like, my body will sustain through 204 miles. I know for sure I can make the 100. And I know for sure I can ride my bike confidently. So it's like, I unlock so many things in that one day just by a shift in perspective and, like, tapping into, you know, that, like, I said it on the Monday Motivation, like, so many things that we start getting, like, gritty and grimy and salty about are, like, things we prayed for or things we asked for or things we signed up for. Like, I paid for this. I signed up for this. I wanted to do this. So, like, shift your perspective and, like, use it for your good. Like, you're complaining about your kids. Like, you prayed for those kids.
I do.
You're complaining about your house. You prayed for that house. You worked for that house. Like, all these things that are now our gripes were our prayers. And when we can just take a few minutes to shift our perspective, your whole life changes. And that's an everyday job.
And I just want to shout out today for enacting the let them theory and just letting you be a toddler.
Amen.
And it's so funny because Ryan and I just had this conversation about, like, when I get pissy, and he's like, he's like, there's so many times where, like, you get pissy and you're, you know, I try to comfort you. I try to, you know, I try to help you get out of it. And you're like, leave me alone and let me feel my feelings. Like, you can't do anything. Let me wallow. Like, oh, yeah. I literally say, and it's just shout out to the husbands. Can we just give a hallelujah for all the husbands who just let us wallow and feel and work our way through it?
Amen. And why I wanted to share this story is I just wanted to give some encouragement to anyone that is starting something new, feeling out of place, stuck in a funk, just making yourself think you can't do it.
You can do it.
You can do anything. And stop focusing on, you know, that factors have to be perfect. You don't, the outside factors don't have to be perfect. Don't let outside factors, outside people, outside thoughts, your own inner fears and thoughts stop you from doing something new or something you genuinely want to do, because you definitely can do it. And the only thing that's going to stop you is yourself.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so this was such a good share.
Thank you.
This was such a good share. Shout out to producer Dave. He's over there. You guys can't see him, but thank you for the let them theory enactment.
And share this show with a friend. Share this show with a friend who's feeling grumpy or needs to be inspired.
Or maybe they feel like,
encourage them.
Maybe they feel like they're starting from scratch, like they lost a job and they got to start over.
Yeah.
When one door closes, another one opens.
So sign up for something scary and go get a new adventure.
I won't be doing that. But I did sign. I'm doing gardening. Okay, we're gardening now at the house.
There you go.
All right, Elite Lifers, thank you so much for joining us this week. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Wherever you're listening, please, please, please sub the show. Leave us a love note and make sure you come back next week because we drop fresh content every Thursday on the Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.